Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again. It's blaming time. Who's to blame today? Well, Valentine's Day blows. Who's to blame? If you want to join the discussion, you can call me at 347-326-9598. I'll also be hanging out on Facebook. You can go to my Blame Girl page and comment on the thread about the show. Also, mention me at Blame Girls with an S. All right. If you're listening to me archived and you want to find me on other social networks, I'm also on Instagram, Pinterest, Google+, and my blog is blamegirl.com, and I've updated it. I know I was kind of complaining last week about not updating it. So Valentine's Day is annoying, and I have a guest today that also finds Valentine's Day annoying. Hello, Mindy.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Thanks for joining me today. So, as we all know, Valentine's Day is coming soon across America. People are reminded of being loved or being unloved, and I happen to be an unloved one. Not by family and friends. That's always nice, but I don't have a Valentine. What about you, Mindy?
I don't have a Valentine either.
But it's not just that I don't have a Valentine's Day that makes me not like Valentine's Day. Do you blame men for Valentine's Day being kind of okay?
For the most part, I do blame men.
It's like they don't ever get it quite right, it seems. You know, I had one guy that it was a perfect Valentine's Day a long time ago when I was in college, like 19, and he got me flowers and roses, and we went on a date on a nice dinner, and that's where my expectations started. But no one's ever met that expectation since. What about you?
No, I've had a couple of Valentine's Days that went okay, but for the most part, they've all been bad. Just like a phone call at 4:30 in the evening, happy Valentine's Day, and then public flowers on the pillowcase in the bedroom, not even in a vase or anything.
Yeah.
Way.
You feel like that they could do more to make the Valentine's Day. So, guys, what do you have to say about that? 347-326-9598. We think maybe y'all are to blame because you are not living up to our expectations of a nice Valentine's Day. You know, and over the years, honestly, I've come to expect much less just because, guys, like I say, it's been so long. I was 19. That was years ago, over a decade, you know. So, but I'll be honest, it's not like I've been in tons of relationships since then to where a guy, but just my observation with other women, it seems like guys usually kind of fail on Valentine's Day. They don't really do anything special. And it's supposed to be a special day where you, like, celebrate your love, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Why do you think our expectations are so high?
Movies,
yeah.
Songs, commercials. Mm-hmm. I think we have like an expectation of what we think will happen, and the reality is completely different than our expectation.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, what, idealistically, what is your expectation of a Valentine's Day?
You know, maybe breakfast in bed or flowers delivered wherever. That day. It doesn't even have to be extravagant, just like thoughtful. Like, put forth an effort.
I agree. I guess for me, a nice Valentine's Day would be like the one I described earlier, but you know, I try not to have fights over Valentine's Day with a guy that I'm dating or. Because I just don't think it's worth it. It's just one day. And I do think that part of the reason we as women have high expectations is the fact that we're marketed to so hard. It's like with Christmas for me, guys. Like, you're marketed to so hard and you're encouraged to spend all this money and go broke on Christmas, but, like, and then they turn right around in February and have you spend money again on this new holiday. And, you know, there's St. Valentine, whatever, but this is now, it's just another capitalistic holiday where commercials, like you said, you know, songs, stores. I mean, go to the grocery store. What do they have in there?
Flowers, chocolate, and a car. Cookies, the car.
The whole red aisle, right? So it's annoying. Like, stop. Stop reminding me of this day that I'm probably not going to be a part of this year. And, you know, you can't go to the grocery store. You got commercials. You got K Jewelers hardcore this month, you know? Right? Am I right?
Right.
And it's making, as women, it makes us feel like this is what a man should be doing for us. But honestly, guys, I wonder what y'all feel like. What does the marketing do to y'all and make you feel like? Does it make you feel, like, inadequate because you can't provide, or do you even? Because, in, like, my opinion, I feel like guys don't really think about it at all. Right?
I would agree. I don't think that much.
Yeah. It's like these commercials make us feel like this is what it has to be. But it's only working on the women and not the men. So they're not really... You know, some of them, yeah, you know, there's some guys out there that will spend money and, like, try to really impress his lady, but for the most part, it's just like, here's a card. Maybe let's go to, like, Chili's. Or here's some Publix flowers and not even in the vase, people. So that's, you know, capitalism, it sets our expectations of men quite high. So, in a way, you know, men are to blame because they're not paying attention to the same commercials we are. But capitalism's to blame for making us feel like it puts so much importance on that day, you know?
I wonder if those commercials
are they on men's channels? Like, are they, like, where are the K Jewelers commercials on, like, on ESPN, you know? So that's an experiment we could check out. I wonder if they are, because if they really want to spend money, that's who you need to be marketing to. But what about you? Do you do stuff for guys?
No.
Oh. Well, there you have it. So this is not an equal holiday.
No, it's the female day. It's like mom's day.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought Valentine's Day you're supposed to, you know.
Maybe that's why I'm so bitter. Being selfish. But
speaking of, is it us? You know?
I think I'm to blame, honestly.
Why are you to blame?
I'm to blame because I have expectations that are never met, and I shouldn't have expectations.
Yeah.
Go with it. Whatever he decided that he put thought and effort to is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And my expectation was way higher than that. And it's
mm-hmm.
that
so. What do you think is sufficient? Like, is just saying, oh, hey, acknowledging the date, happy Valentine's Day, or should it be more than that?
Well, it should definitely be more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think you should get flowers either when mm-hmm. you wake up or sent to you wherever you are that day.
That's very specific.
Yes.
You still have your expectations a little high, but, you know, I hear you, girl.
Flowers are simple.
Yeah. You're right. Flowers are simple, but you're like, they need to be in a vase. At my bedside by morning. These could be some high expectations for a guy, I'm just saying.
Yeah, well.
But
they have to be in the morning because in the evening when you get home, she's already over. And then you've watched all the other girls get flowers delivered to them and you didn't So
a delivery would be nice, right?
Yeah, that's a stinky feeling.
That's us to blame. You know why? Because we want to show off, like, ooh, my man got me flowers. Mm-hmm. And is it really necessary? Only because the marketing works on us. The marketing works on us. And so we're like a driver of the holiday and of the money that's spent during that time. But you know what? Some years I was just okay with, like, my friends getting me a Valentine, or, you know. And, you know, when you're a kid, you know, you get everybody a Valentine. So think of it like that. I guess it's not just a holiday, but they've turned it into that, and they can make more money that way. They can make more money that way. If you want to join the discussion, we've got a few minutes left, 347-326-9598. Can you think of anything else that you would blame for your disdain of Valentine's Day?
Ex-boyfriend. I blame myself. Like,
yeah.
Who's the blame? I would say I blame.
So, what's your worst Valentine's Day experience?
Well, the one that I described probably bothers
the public flowers.
Yeah, not just public flowers, but like when you woke up next to me in the morning, your father just acknowledged it, just kind of went out about your day, mm-hmm. and you work in an office, like with females, you know what day it is, mm-hmm. and then you still wait until 6 o'clock in the evening to wish me a happy Valentine's Day. Like, I mean, that was just sad.
What's been your best Valentine's Day?
I had dinner made for me when I came home from work. Flowers, mm-hmm. and jewelry. That was nice.
Sweet, sweet. I told you all my best Valentine's Day experience, and that was when I was in college, and I say a week. I had the flowers, the chocolates, the hot boyfriend, the nice car, dinner. Maybe movie, I can't remember. I feel like we did something after dinner, but it was really nice, and he was a really sweet guy. But since then, I really haven't, you know, I guess my expectations have been so low for so long, I can't think of, you know, a bad Valentine's Day, but I don't really expect anything. Last year, I was fortunate enough to get a card and some candy, but the year before that, I just got a happy Valentine's Day, and that was nice. I was okay. I was actually excited about it because it was not a relationship yet, you know? So, anyway. So, we only have a few minutes, or not even a few minutes. We only have 90 seconds. Any last thoughts? You just blame yourself.
I blame myself. I'm going to have a...
Okay, I'll probably be there because Valentine's Day blows, and I'm gonna have to co-sign with Mindy. I guess I blame myself for even feeding into the capitalistic nature of all these commercials and high expectations, and you know, and men, you know, I don't know. So until next time. You can reach me on my Facebook page, Blame Girl, Twitter, Blame Girls with an S, blamegirl.com, and I'll be updating it again soon. Or hit me up on Blog Talk Radio. All right? Until next week.